And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting the chance to highlight a neat program going on over at the Mercer County Courthouse. That's Mercer County Drug Court. We are joined by program coordinator Janet Dalton, who's also the director of probation over at the Mercer County Courthouse, and then Caitlin Crack, who's the drug court probation officer, joining us as well. Appreciate the time for both of you stopping to talk for a little bit about this.
Thank you so much for having us. It's nice to meet you.
So let's start by starting kind of at the ground level of this thing, talking about Mercer County Drug Court. Can you just give a description for people who aren't aware or learning about this program, what exactly it is?
Yeah, sure. I can say a little bit and then I'll let Caitlin add to if I miss something. So drug court is part of what's called a specialty court. And the Supreme Court, the Illinois Supreme Court, and all courts across the United States thought there's got to be a better way of handling probation clients that have a substance abuse issue. So probably early 70s, late 80s is when the first drug court was actually incorporated, and it was in Dade County in Florida. I hope I didn't butcher that, but I think it was Dade County. It was Florida for sure. And the idea of it is that we're trying to reduce recidivism. How do we reduce recidivism? Because we arrest people. Clearly they have substance abuse issues, alcohol issues. You lock them up, they're not really getting anything out of it. So then they go back, we don't help them, we'll fix them per se. So they go back to the same habits. Most of these people come from places where they don't have that support, right? So if you think about probation, right? I ask all clients that come in, what does probation mean to you? Everybody thinks it's a punishment. Like, I'll ask you, Ty, what do you think probation is?
Right, it's like a, like you said, basically, it's a process for somebody to check in, right, post-conviction.
So most people look at it that way. Probation is, in essence, a second chance for people to help fix whatever the cause is, right, from the ground up. So people look at it that way and think, oh, I'm being punished, I have to come in and check in and get drug tested and all that. Yes, but the most important factor is we're trying to give you kind of sort of a blueprint on how we can get resources. So if you've got a drug problem, a mental health issue, a domestic violence case comes in and you know you're going back to the same things, you're drinking, you're doing drugs, we can help you go and get people to help you change your life. Specialty courts comes in and the idea is, okay, how about we do it in the sense that it's kind of like an enhanced probation, right? So people come in and specialty courts, let me go back a little bit, specialty courts, so there's mental health court, there's domestic violence court, there's veterans court, and then there's the drug and alcohol court, right? So with our drug court, which is where we started, and maybe someday we can expand and do mental health and, you know, veterans, all of these things work together. It is a team of people. So you have a drug, you have a substance abuse issue. You have a judge who's the leader of our team. You have a member of the state's attorney's office. For us, it's our ASA that's part of our drug court. We have a public defender. And then we have a treatment provider, a peer support mentor, a probation officer, and myself as the coordinator. All of us work together daily with this person that pleads into this specialty court, and they check in regularly. So they are drug tested multiple times a week. They have to do treatment multiple times a week. They have to do AA or NA sponsorship. They have to find a sponsor. They have to attend peer support. All of these things in order for us to help you kind of move away from your substance abuse and start relearning how to be a functional human without the dependability of those substances. And then as we proceed through phases, which we'll get to later, you learn how to get a job, pay taxes, become a first-time homeowner for people that have never even had an apartment of their own. So all those things work together. It's It's tough in the beginning, but once you buy into it, it's the greatest thing that you're ever going to experience until you get to the point where you're graduated. It's an 18 to 24 month program. And once you're done, you can move on and hopefully not come back.
Yeah, so you talked about there, and I know it, people always talk about how difficult it is for, you know, a substance abuser to kind of get off of that path. So being a part of this and seeing, you know, people trying to get to that point, the difficulty or I guess the challenges you see in this process for the people in it?
The difficulties is most people coming in, like I said, you have to buy into it. So the court doesn't make you partake in any kind of specialty program. You have to want to get into the program. So you come in and you plea in and you say, yes, I'm going to adhere by all the rules that are set before me. I'm going to let people come see where I live whenever they want, randomly. I'm going to be randomly tested. You have to get yourself to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done with this lifestyle. I just don't know how to do it. So the difficulty, of course, is like anything else. So for me, my addiction is coffee, right? I want to wake up and have that first cup of coffee. And now you're telling me I've been drinking coffee for 15 years and I can't have coffee. I'm going to sneak around, right? Loyalty, honesty is at the core of what drug court or any specialty program is. So if you're honest about wanting to be clean, and relapse is going to happen. If you're willing to come in and say, okay, I had a relapse, how do I fix this? Then it's going to work out for you. It's if you're not being honest that it's going to be difficult for you to get to where you want to go.
So you mentioned you can plea into the program, right? Yeah. So the process for someone being enrolled in this program, can you kind of start from base one? It sounds like, you know, arrest into a court system, then plea into it, right?
You're arrested. You're charged with a felony. You have to be charged with, I don't want to say it's a lower class, but it cannot be an aggravated crime. So what is aggravated? Say aggravated assault of a police officer, aggravated kidnapping, any sexual crimes. Those are aggravated in nature. So those will not get you in. But say you have a felony because you have a burglary, but it's because you have an underlying cause, right? You're addicted to drugs. What are you going to do? You don't work. You're going to go burglarize somebody, and you're going to sell whatever it is in order for you to have the money to go back and keep feeding and fixing your habit, right? So you get a referral from your attorney, or the state can give referrals, believe it or not. We can give referral. Anybody can give a referral saying this person is struggling with this issue. They need help and they're willing to plea into this program. And then from there, we assess this person. The referrals are sent to my office. We assess this person, and this is where my PO comes in, and she can hopefully explain the assessment process.
Yeah, so there are two different assessments that I do. One is called the RANT, which is the risk and need triage. It basically, you know, if you're high risk, high need, then you are eligible for our program. It's just a couple questions I ask. They usually come and meet with me in my office, or, you know, if they're in jail, I can go to the jail. The second assessment basically is just all different questions about, you know, your finances, your living arrangements, you know, criminal history, all of that. That is called the ARA, which is the adult risk assessment. So if you score high on both of those assessments, then you are eligible for the drug court program. From there, if you are high risk, I send you to a treatment provider. We use RICA in the cities, and if they believe that, you know, you have some sort of substance use problem, from there they approve you, and then we all meet as a team during court, and we're just saying, do we want this person in our program? Do we feel like we can help this person? And from there they, you know, plead guilty to whatever charges they're facing, and a promise that they will complete this program successfully and get their life back on track.
With your role in it, working as the probation officer for the program, working kind of closely with the people who are in it, can you speak to what that process looks like for people in the program and kind of your role with that too?
So for probation, like Janet said, a lot of people think that it's just, you know, we're there to punish you, but we're really not. Probation is a second chance. You know, we have resources for any, you know, mental health, any trauma that you've experienced, especially substance abuse in this program. You know, we can help you find jobs. We can connect to all these different resources that can help you basically aid in recovery of, you know, whatever you're experiencing.
So four people currently in the program, you were saying this launched in 2023 in Mercer County, a fifth just graduated, which we'll talk about momentarily. So the feedback you've got from people, you know, whether it can be the person who graduated or people who are currently in the program, like what's been the feedback from the people who've actually been involved in the program going through it themselves?
I think it's been crazy. You know, we've had so much support from the community, you know, whether it's the health department or you guys or even STAR just giving us an opportunity to have a residence here in Mercer County and, you know, reach out to more people. I think the community has been great.
It's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing. So when I came back to Mercer County, so I worked here years ago. I started here in 2017 and I left. And I was called to apply for my current position. They did not tell me about drug court being started. So statutorily, every county should have a specialty court. A drug court is something that is pushed everywhere. So I did not know that they had been working on starting the drug court. And my first day on the job, they said, oh, by the way, we have drug court. And I said, absolutely not. I have no clue. Didn't have the first thought about what it all entails. I knew what it was, the basics. But running it, are you kidding me? And if I'm being totally honest, which I have told this to our recent graduate, he made a believer out of me. Because while I've worked in probation for years, it was difficult for me to comprehend that a person could be seen that many times and just have full buy-in to it, right? Because it's a lot. You're asking a lot of a person's life. He surprised all of us. In the beginning, it was a struggle because we're all learning. He's learning, and we have to give him a shout out because he waited in the jail for just about a year or slightly over a year. His attorney kept saying, drug court is coming. Drug court is coming, and he was ready. See, remember when I was talking about you have to get that mindset? He was ready to get help. And so he sat in that jail and waited for a year, and he was our first participant. And he taught us so much. And as we were all learning, getting all these resources together, in comes the health department. Because when we need like a TB shot, the health department will say, hey, we have money set aside for your people that need inpatient treatment. We can help you. You know, if there's a lacking of funding for rentals, that he would go over there, they would help him. The community has been absolutely amazing. I needed a house because we got some money aside and I needed a house to rent so that those clients of ours that didn't have a good home to go to, because it matters where you're coming from. If I go back to the same environment, I'll get back into the same habits. He didn't want that because he knew what was going to happen, and then other people coming. Well, then now, if we had a female client, where am I going to send this female client? Because the one thing, the one rule that we cannot go around from Mercer County or any drug court is you have to live in the county that you plea into the drug court. We have to be able to have access to you 24/7. So I needed a place for these people to go. And I called every single person that had property for rent in this county, and they all denied me because nobody knew what a specialty court was. And one person down the street from us, Ms. Starfell, I walked into her office and I said, I need your help. I don't know what else to do, but I need a property. And she willingly said, okay, I'll talk to my son and then we'll set up an appointment. The only caveat was they wanted to be able to sit with the judge so they could understand more of what it entailed. And they signed off right away. So this community, for those that have already volunteered stuff. There was a lady, I can't remember her name and I feel bad about it, but Star told her about the program. She walked into my office and brought me blankets and sheets, and the community has done amazing, and we're continuing to spread the word. So hopefully with you helping us, we'll get more resources coming in. After the graduation on Monday, he stood up, our graduate stood up, and looking at him and looking at his mugshots from prior, he's like a totally different person. And he came in my office the week before. I didn't know why he came in my office. He sat in my office, but he just wanted to say thank you because he realizes how this community has all gotten together and helped him. And for the others that are still participants in our drug court, that was great for them too, because they can look and go, oh, this will be me, you know, and they've built such a bond that we're hopeful that as we build, these are the people that can come back and say, hey, get in the program, let's try and help you get to where we're at. So it's been amazing.
Yeah, I think too, something you touched on there, which I didn't know coming in, you know, people are going through this together, like you said, living mm-hmm. in a property together. Is yep. that how it works? And so doing something where you have other people that are going through it with you as well probably helps a little bit in terms of one trying to, you know, stay on task and yep. be held accountable. So how big of a help is that, you think, where it's multiple people going through kind of a similar process together?
I think it's 100% the thing that gets anybody in humanity to function as a civil society, is when you find like-minded people that want to do the right thing. So remember when I said part of our team was a peer support person? It is highly encouraged to have a peer support person, because that is the person that has had the lived experience that you're going through. So for them to be together and say, today I'm struggling, that person understands. You can't come to me as the director of probation, go, hey, Janet, I'm having a bad day today. I'm going to go, okay, call treatment. Okay, so you're going to call treatment, but I'm not really getting that little it factor in your head that's going, just smoke something today, just drink something today, right? You get that itch, and it's like, again, coffee. I just want my coffee, right? So it's nice that they have each other. It's nice that they can bounce ideas off of each other, and they can hold each other accountable. And they just have the best bond. You see them giggling like little boys and girls. It's good to see.
Well, you spoke about seeing the first graduate of the program on Monday. And this is something that both of you can speak to, I'm sure. But just for you and for everybody involved in the drug court program in Mercer County to finally kind of see that first person graduate the program and, like you said, move on to try to accomplish whatever they want to accomplish moving forward in their life. I mean, how rewarding was that for both of you?
I can't even describe it. There was not a single dry eye amongst my team. There wasn't a person that didn't know our graduates that just sat there and said, oh, bravo. Every single one of us felt that for Mercer County to have that first participant graduate, for a drug court to be successful, it's like, okay, we finally achieved the dream, right? This is what we all work in court services for. I wanted to do a job that helps people. This is the first time in my career that I sat there and I said, I accomplished something. You know, my team accomplished something. That was just the proudest moment. I can't put it in words how exciting it was. I don't know about you.
I definitely want to bounce off what Janet said. You know, we don't get in this job for validation. You know, we don't get it in for the money. We get it to help people. And to see, you know, the long days that we put in, the hard teamwork that we put in, you know, we're in drug court every single week with these people, and to finally see something come out of it and just see how we've helped change an individual for the better, you can't put that into words.
Well, and I guess a good way to maybe try to close this conversation is kind of to go back to what we said at the start, and it's kind of similar to what we were just talking about there, but one of the first things you said is how people, when they hear probation initially or look at probation, they look at it as a form of punishment. But what you're saying right here and what people are going through and have experienced with, you know, the first graduate of this program, and hopefully more obviously as you continue down the line, is that this is seen more as like a treatment, right? And helping yes. somebody get out of a difficult situation that's got them into, you know, some sort of legal trouble before. So that aspect of it too, I'm sure it helps other people who want to maybe get involved in the program or people who are in the program, and just maybe in terms of like the overall look at the process, right? Is this is a really positive step forward, it seems like.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what it is. It's a treatment program. It's a treatment program for the legal side. It's a treatment program for the individual side. And it's a treatment program in that we have treatment people available to you 24/7 to help you fix that it and get moving on with your life. And if you go, I'm going to do a plug here, but if you go to a Mercer County Drug Court page and see the comments and the shares, you will see most of these individuals are individuals that have walked through our doors, and hopefully that's motivating for them. Some of the comments that I looked in there, I'd go, oh, I know that name. And for them to be cheering on this person, I hope that's a drive for them, that's a motivation for them, that they too can accomplish what this particular individual has accomplished.
So I guess as we wrap up with anything else you want to mention about this program, or specifically getting to see the first graduate of the drug court program at Mercer County, anything else you want to touch on?
I would like to say, first of all, thank you so much to you, but a huge thanks to the community for everybody that has reached out, has volunteered their time, has volunteered anything to help us get this program moving and growing. I appreciate that. I know my staff appreciates it, the whole court, the sheriff's department, everybody appreciates it. Lastly, I would like to say, for anybody that is either listening, reading, has taken notice, we are here for you. This is what our job entails. This is what we're meant to do. If you know of anybody, you can always do referrals. Even for those people that are coming through our doors for probation supervision, take the opportunity. Ask, speak to us, speak to your attorneys, speak to the state. We're always taking in referrals. We'll look at your cases. If you want to go through the drug court program and think that's the only thing that's going to help, please do come. Whoever wants to call my office, walk into my office, I'm right across the street. Do come. I'll have more information for you and can help you reach the people that you need to reach. So thank you.
Janet Dalton and Caitlin Craig joining us on WRMJ, speaking about the Mercer County Drug Court Program, which saw its first graduate on Monday. Guys, appreciate the time. Really fun thing to highlight in the community for sure.
For sure. Thank you so much for having us.